Others drifted out and joined the conversation. The shot had made them feel sociable. First came a Negro from Ohio. "How much time you bringing with you?" the Italian asked him.
3 years,
the Negro said. He was in for forging and selling scripts. He began telling about a stretch he did in Ohio State.
"That's a fuck of a place to do time. A bunch of kids in there, rough little bastards. You get your stuff at the commissary and some punk comes up to you and says, give it to me. If you don't give it to him, he belts you one in the kisser. Then they all gang up on you. You ain't gonna whip all of them."
A gambling house dealer from East St. Louis was describing a method for cooking the carbolic acid out of a phenol, sweet oil, and tincture of opium script. "I tell the croaker I've got an aged mother, and she uses this prescription for piles. After you get the sweet oil drained off, you put the stuff in a tablespoon and hold her over a gas flame. That burns the phenol right out. It'll hold you 24 hours. A handsome, powerfully built man of 40 or so, with a tan complexion and iron-gray hair, was telling how his girl smuggled stuff to him in an orange.
"So there we were in county, goddamn both of us shitting in our pants like a goose. Hell, when I bit into the orange, it was so bitter. Must have been 15 or 20 grains in it, shot in with a hypo. I didn't know she had that much sense. The guard says to me, 'Drug addict? Why, you son of a bitch, you mean you're a dope fiend. Well, you get no medicine in here.'
Sweet oil and tincture. The oil floats to the top and you can draw it off with a dropper. Cooks up black as tar.
So I hit Philly sick as a son of a bitch. Well, the croaker says, 'Okay, how much did you use?' 'Ever use powdered dilaudid? Lots of guys killed themselves with it. About as much as you can put on the end of a toothpick. The big end, that is. No more. Cook it up and shoot it. On the nod. Loaded. That was back in 33. $28 an ounce. We used to make a pipe out of a bottle and a rubber tube. When we got through smoking, we'd break the bottle. Cook it up and shoot it. On the nod. Sure you can shoot cocaine in the skin. It hits you right in the stomach. H and coke. You can smell it going in. Like hungry men who can talk about nothing but food." After a while, the shot began to wear off. Conversation slackened. People drifted off to lie down, read, or play cards. Lunch was served in the ward room and was an excellent meal. There were 3 shots a day, one at 7 a.m. when we got up, one at 1 p.m., and one at 9 p.m. 2 old acquaintances had come in during the afternoon, Maddie and Lewis. I ran into Lewis as we were lining up for the evening shot.
"Did they get you?"
he asked me.
"No, just here for the cure. How about you?"
"Same with me,"
he answered. With the evening shot, they gave some chloral hydrate in a glass. 5 new arrivals were brought to the ward during the night. The ward attendant threw up his hands.
"I don't know where I'm going to put them. I got 31 dope fiends in here now.